cemetery that we're working in now is on the northwest corner of the property near Tibbs and Vermont Street. It's an area that is on the lease area for the Mounted Horse Patrol. So IMPD's Mounted Horse Patrol occupies part of the land out there. And they're also going to be kind of coexisting with canine. So the canine unit is building their own facility out there as well. So this part of the cemetery is actually on their lease area. And it's full of patients who passed away in the hospital and were buried on the grounds. Some of those patients may not have had family around. Some of them may have had family who, you know, no longer paid attention to them. A lot of people were ostracized. Some of the families just couldn't pay to have them brought home. And the burial records are lost. And the markers that once marked each of the graves have also been lost for decades. So we don't really have a good sense of how big the cemetery is, where each of the burials is, or who's buried there right now. But the hospital records do exist at the Indiana State Archives. And so we've been compiling a list of the patients who are buried out there somewhere. So we can't probably ever know who's buried where, but we can know who's there somewhere.
You're working with Ball State University and their archaeologists on this project. How are they doing this, quote, dig? What tools are they using?
What they're using is ground penetrating radar. So it's kind of a machine that looks like a lawnmower. So if you saw them, it wouldn't be exciting like Indiana Jones or anything like that. They're not in large pits digging up bones or anything like that. They're just running this machine back and forth across the field, and it sends x-rays down into the ground and allows them kind of to see what's under the surface. They can see down pretty far, actually, and you know, once they have the data interpreted, we'll know exactly where there are burial shafts.
Once you have that data, what's next?
We have plans to put more permanent small markers on each of the graves, indicate where there is a person buried. And when we have our list of names more complete, we are going to be erecting a monument that kind of honors the memory of the patients there with those names engraved on it. We're trying to create in this space kind of a beautifully landscaped, sort of an oasis on the near west side of Indianapolis. We want something that kind of likens back to the rural cemetery movement of the mid to late 19th century, where large sprawling cemeteries became popular destinations for people who lived in the city. They could get out, experience nature, have picnics, go for walks or carriage rides. And so the cemeteries became very park-like and they became gathering spaces. And so we want to create something like that that allows our neighbors and descendants and really the community at large to come and enjoy this peaceful setting, hopefully to reflect on the history of the hospital and the lives of the patients that are buried there, kind of honor their memories.
It's a very thoughtful and educational project for everyone. Thank you for sharing this information with us, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you.